Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary. It's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, November 27th, the day before Thanksgiving. I'm thinking of you if you are traveling today that the Lord might give you traveling mercies. I also am thinking about the Thanksgiving prayer we've been praying for 3 days now. Just priming our hearts to praise the Lord in every season, but especially in this one. And so if you'll begin with me as we read a Thanksgiving prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Accept, O Lord, our thanks and praise for all that you have done for us. We thank you for the splendor of the whole creation, for the beauty of this world, for the wonder of life, and for the mystery of love. We thank you for the blessing of family and friends, and for the loving care which surrounds us on every side. We thank you for setting us at tasks that demand our best efforts, and for leading us to accomplishments that satisfy and delight us. We thank you also for those disappointments and failures that lead us to acknowledge our dependence on you alone. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the truth of his word, and for the example of his life, for his steadfast obedience, by which he overcame temptation, for his dying, through which he conquered death, and for his rising to life again, in which we are raised to the life of your kingdom. Grant us the gift of your Spirit, that we may know Christ and make him known, and through him at all times and in all places, may give thanks to you in all things. Amen. We're in Genesis chapter 7 today. I'm not going to read the whole story of Noah and the Ark, but the point that this subsection of scriptures is focusing in on is God preserving the species and God being a creator God whose creative work is displayed before us all throughout. In this passage, we will hone in on the fact that when the floods came, God made a preparation in advance for the animals. Two by two, they came to the ark, one from every species. I'll read verses 1 through 17 from the Message paraphrase. God said to Noah, "Now board the ship, you and all your family. Out of everyone in this generation, you're the righteous one. Take on board with you 7 pairs of every clean animal, a male and a female. 1 pair of every unclean animal, a male and a female. And 7 pairs of every kind of bird, a male and a female, to ensure their survival on earth. In just 7 days, I will pour rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. I'll make a clean sweep of everything that I've made." Noah did everything God commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the floodwaters covered the earth. Noah and his wife and sons and their wives boarded the ship to escape the flood. Clean and unclean animals, birds, and the crawling creatures came in pairs to Noah and to the ship, male and female, just as God had commanded Noah. In 7 days, the floodwaters came. It was the 600th year of Noah's life. In the 2nd month, on the 17th day of the month that it happened, all the underground springs erupted and all the windows of heaven were thrown open. Rain poured for 40 days and 40 nights. That's the day Noah and his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, accompanied by his wife and his sons' wives, boarded the ship, and with them every kind of wild and domestic animal, right down to all the kinds of creatures that crawl, and all kinds of birds and anything that flies. They came to Noah and to the ship in pairs. Everything and anything that had breath of life in it, male and female of every creature, came just as God had commanded Noah. Then God shut the door behind them. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Many of our sister churches in their nave, if you look up, it looks like the hull of a ship. This is a symbol of the fact that we as Christians believe that Jesus is ultimately the ark in which we are saved. There's lots of symbolism there. We know that the story of Noah and the ark reminds us that sin brings destruction. But Jesus Christ has come to make a way for us in our sin to be saved. He is the ark. He's the one in whom we are saved. When the waters rise and when judgment comes, we will be safe because we are with Him. Isn't that amazing? That's something to be very thankful for today. As we end the podcast, let us pray on behalf of our brothers and sisters with the names that start with U, V, and we'll do half of the W's. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this story that reminds us that you are author of creation, you preserve creation, and you redeem creation. We pray, Lord, that as we look out at the world around us, that we would constantly be reminded of your watch care. And we pray for our brothers and sisters in our congregation today that they would know your watch care, that they would know your will, and that they would follow you. And in that regard, we pray for the families Underwood, Vaughn, Vinson, Voss, Wagner, Waldrop, Walker, Wall, Walton, Juan, Ware, Warnock, Warren, Watkins, Watson, Wayman, Welch, Weldon, Wells, Wharton, Whetstone, and White. Thank you, Lord, for the families that these names represent. Bless and keep them, Lord. Make your face to shine upon them. As their great shepherd of the sheep, guide them into green pastures. We pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.